This is Mornings with Chief Apostle, your trusted source in apostolic and prophetic revelation.
God is spirit, and they that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. The problem is we're trying to approach the Father not in spirit and in truth, but we want to approach the Father in flesh. Somebody help me here. You want to approach the Father who is spiritual in the flesh, and it's not going to work. My God, it's not going to work. Come on, Keith. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Keith, good morning. It's not going to work. You cannot approach the Father in the flesh. My God, they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I'm amazed. Good morning, Lisa. I'm amazed. Good morning, T. I'm amazed at how people want to worship God but don't know how to worship him in spirit and in truth. The word of God is spirit, is spiritual, and so we must apply the word of God. You cannot worship God with a homosexual choir director in spirit. You can't worship God when everybody in the choir are whoremongers. Oh my God, don't let me get started here early this morning on the Monday. My God, they that worship God must worship God in spirit and in truth. Truth, somebody. Truth. Truth is according to the word, not according to the hottest person on the market, not according to the hottest sound. I need some prophets who have a poetic ability. I need a prophet with a poetic ability. Let me explain that to you. A prophet, a person that is in tune with what God is saying and doing, with a poetic ability, and that is where the poetic side of you, the psalmist side of you, the musical side of you, the art side of you is expressed. Hallelujah. My God, where the dance comes in from, the music comes in. I need that prophet who is in tune to God, like those that David appointed in his ministry to do what God called him to do. If we could get prophets who don't sing somebody else's song, but who comes up with a new song. I need a prophet that understands that God, before he will do something in the house, that he's always going to give the message to the prophet. My God, and the prophet, Judah is going to lead us first. Amen. Let me say that again. Judah will lead us first. Am I talking to anybody? We need to understand the order of God, but we don't have an order. We don't have a musical order, or we might have a traditional church order. We may have a religious order, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the order in the word of God. God is spirit. God is spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. They that worship him. You need to look up the word worship. You need to study the word worship. We need to worship God. Now, there's something called praise, and there's something called worship. We don't know how to worship. Our culture especially don't know how to worship. We know how to praise. We know how to make a joyful N-O-I-S-E noise, but do we know how to worship God? My God, my God, my God. God is spirit. What God wants, you cannot get a man. You see, God will inhabit the praises of his people. My God, not flesh, but the spiritual component that God will come into is his word. God will dwell inside of us, inside of the spirit that is in man, and he will begin to manifest what he wants to do in that particular service. Hello, somebody. Now you're going to begin to see supernatural manifestations. You're going to see healings on a supernatural level. You're going to see deliverance on the supernatural level. You're going to see eyes opening on the supernatural level, because now God is going to come and inhabit the praises of his people. And when God comes and inhabits the praises of his people, something, yes, right, Keith, something is going to happen on a supernatural level. It can't be natural or normal if you are worshiping God. Every Sunday, you sing the old songs of Zion. You sing the songs everybody else been singing. You sing the songs that somebody else wrote. What God wants to do is inhabit the prophetic, poetic psalmist in the house. Somebody help me here. And now we are going to see a demonstration of the Spirit. Judah went first. My God, somebody help me. God says, I want you to do something. I want you to walk around the wall seven times. Oh, that's God number seven. My God, whenever you want to do something, seven is a good number. Seven is the number of God. God says, I want you to walk around, lift your hands right now. I want you to lift your. My God, we worship you, we thank you, we honor you, Father. Oh, you are such a wonderful, magnificent God. You are truly the Lord God. You are truly the Lord God, and besides you there is none. Lift your hands and magnify God this morning. Lift your hands and tell God, thank you. Father, my God, we just thank you this day. I believe God wants to heal his people today in the name of Jesus. Somebody, eyes, maybe that right eye, I believe, has been affected. But God wants to heal some eyes right now in the name of Jesus. Whoever that is, I want you to text me now. Father, we thank you for the power of your word, dear God. Father, we thank you, my God. Somebody need to get a new pair of glasses, and some things hadn't been working with your eyes. But I want you to know that the Lord is correcting that situation in the name of Jesus. Katie, I see glasses, and I know something is happening with the glasses, whether they're trying to adjust to try to figure out what kind or what kind of stuff to put in the glass. But I decree and declare that God is working a miracle on your behalf. My God, you can shout now. I see somebody shouting now because God is working that miracle for them. KDO Sodo Mondo Seke. Mandara City Leandoro Se Telebreke Adasike. Thank you for sharing the video. Mandara Se Telebrokan Dara Sakari Ke Sidiando. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. My God, my God. Somebody's having some problems around. I don't know if it's around pregnancy, but I heard the word stomach, and then I heard the word baby. And so I see two things, the stomach, and I see and as if it's something going on with the baby or something going on in the stomach area, centering around the pregnancy, around the baby. But I believe in the name of Jesus, I'm standing with somebody that it's all right. My God, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Lay your hands on that stomach and prophesy to that prophet inside of you now in Jesus' name. Prophet, I decree and declare that you will rise up and become a great force. I decree and declare that the power of God will minister through you in your generation like never before. I decree that that baby is a prophet. My God, there's somebody out there. My wife, Prophet Davis. Oh, he's saying it's a cyst. Keith's saying it's a cyst. Caleb Rosatala Mandase. Well, I decree and declare that that cyst is gone, but I also see a baby, so I'm going to decree and declare that somebody has a baby, and that baby is a prophet. Caleb Basayada Kayada Se Tele Kayada Sayada Yada Sat. My God, yes, God, my sister is saying it's all right. Yes, Lord, it's all right. Kere mandoro se tele braka. Mandara se tere ke, ara se tere ke, ara manda se ke. Oh, Brother Keith, your wife is not a prophetess. Your wife is a prophet. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You know, I know we talk about prophetess as if that lets us know she's a female prophet. But I want you to know the Bible says prophet. Kele brasa. It's not male nor female, it's just prophet. My God, and when God steps into the prophet, he begins to prophesy. Amen. Kele brasa talamandasa. You're welcome, Brother Keith. You're welcome. Mandara se tele mandasa kere se. Mona Lisa, good morning, Mona Lisa. Good morning. How you feeling today? What's going on? Good morning, Mona Lisa. Maya da se tele mandoro se tele brasa tele brakandere se kere ke soro braka. My God, my God, my God, my God. I just know God is doing something. Somebody have a problem standing? Oh, my God, standing. You're having a problem standing. I don't know what it is. Whether you're leaning or you can't stand straight or it's in your feet, but I see standing and I see leaning and standing. So I'm just going to decree and declare that God's word says stand fast, stand strong, and stand still. My God, somebody needs to stand fast because there's some situations you're dealing with and it would appear that the enemy is trying to get the upper hand on you. But the Lord is saying, stand still, stand fast, stand strong. Don't give up. Lisa says, I'm blessed and highly favored. Amen to that. Stand fast. Face what you're facing, knowing that God's going to give you the victory, knowing that God has already given you the victory, not will give you, but you already have the victory. Matter of fact, the problem, the situation found the right person. And the right person is you, and you're going to defeat it because God never makes a mistake when he assigns a situation to our lives. My God, my God, my God. God never makes a mistake when he assigns a situation to our life. Glory to God. Good morning, Mike. Michael Clem out of California. Glory to God. Father, thank you, dear God. Glory to 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 God. Something is happening on the left side of the body now in the name of Jesus. Somebody's facing some situations on your left side. And I decree right now in the name of Jesus, the word of God's going out to you now by Jesus' stripes. Glory to God. Thank you, Mike. Your son stayed with us all day, he and his wife. And we had a good time, Mike. They stayed at the house yesterday. We had a good Mother's Day dinner. Glory to God. You have a wonderful son. My God, the left side, the left side, the left side, the left side, the left side. The Colombo Setele Mandoro Breke Nerembodo Saka. My God, somebody's got a problem with their tongue. Okay, the City on Dodo Braka. In the name of Jesus, I send the word to loose that tongue, to heal that tongue. Is it spots on the tongue or sores on the tongue or something I'm seeing on the tongue? God's going to heal you now in the name of Jesus. Whoever that is, text me back. Glory to God. My God, somebody's got something going on the bottom of the foot. Whoever that is, text me. The bottom of your foot. I say dry up in the name of Jesus, whoever that is, on the bottom of your foot. Hallelujah. I say these bodies be healed in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against the body of Christ shall prosper. Father, every town that the apostle Jesus went into, he healed all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. And Father, it is your word. It is your word that heals. I send the word of God to your people today to heal them. Okay, apostle, we're going to be there tonight. Prophet Antoine, we're going to be there tonight. It's going to be an explosion in the house. My God, it's going to be an explosion in that house. If you live in the LaPlace area, you need to get over to Choice International on Airline Highway tonight at 7 o'clock. My God, the prophet's going to come through there, and there's going to be a prophetic explosion. So anybody that's listening, I'm going to be there. I got some people coming with me. We're going to have an explosion in the house. So you need to make sure that you come and join Prophet Antoine Jasmine. There's going to be an explosion taking place over there in that house tonight. Prophet Jasmine, give me the address. Give me the address and the telephone number in case somebody want to call. Today is a magnificent day. I want you to know that we're in a new season of expectation. God is getting ready the generals to lead the army. God is raising up generals to lead the army. Glory to God. Tariq, good morning. God is go mandere se tele mandara se ke yara se tele mandoro se tele braka. My God, God is raising up an army that is in power. My God, may I say to you, when God does something, it's not flesh, it's not worldly, it's spiritual. I pray that those of you who are watching and listening now that you recognize that you want what God wants. God needs some people in the army of God. Glory to good morning, Danielle. God needs some people in the army of God that is going to do his will, his way. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Don't look at anybody else and their assignment. God only wants you to look at what he's doing in your life. Somebody help me here today. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. What God is doing in your life is so unique and so different. No one else has the assignment that you have. That is the reason why, amen, Mona Lisa, that is the reason why you feel sometimes by yourself, because nobody else have the assignment that you have. You're in the class of the Holy Spirit. You're in the school of the Spirit, and God is teaching you how to walk. Oh, my God. He's teaching you how to become what he called you to be. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Amen. That's what we want. Good morning, Thomas. My God, we want what God wants for us. That's what we want. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. God is doing something today, and I'm thankful. Yes, yes, yes. God is doing something, and I want you to get ready for what God is doing. God is preparing you. He's preparing you. You're not like anybody else. And God, if you stay focused on God's assignment for your life, you're going to do something. What's wrong? What's wrong is you've been trying to pattern after somebody other than God. Good morning, Emerson. You've been trying to be like something God never called you to be like. My God, my God. You need to recognize and realize that God has called you to be the unique gift, and God has something for you to do, and you need to recognize what God has for you to do. You must do. My God, nobody else can do the assignment. Don't tell me about the temptations. God never tempts us with evil. But what he will do is develop the character that's inside of us. And God will send the Holy Spirit inside of you to develop the character inside of you, my God. And that character that God is trying to pull out of you is causing you turmoil in the flesh, causing you to scream. And now you're screaming and crying because you think it's the devil because of the insecurity and the pain and the misunderstanding. But what it is God going in, fighting the enemy inside of you. There's a battle inside of you, and it is God fighting the battle inside of you, and you think it's the devil. But I decree and declare that every demonic influence inside of you is coming out. It's coming out in the name of Jesus. You're going to be a true leader, a true prophet, a true apostle. You're going to represent the kingdom of God. You're not going to promote finances. You're going to watch God bless you. If you seek first the kingdom of God, if you seek first the righteousness, the peace, and joy, come on, you're going to see what God is saying, and God's going to bless you. You don't have to go out and try to demonstrate in the flesh. You don't have to try to perform. God wants you to operate and do something unique. That's why they hate you, because you are different. That's why they hate you, because you're not like everybody else. They want you to be like everybody else. They want to put clothes on you so you can look like them. They want you to smell like them. But God is saying from you, to you, to come out of that. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Be unique and be different. Be the person that God has called. My God, it doesn't cost you anything to be who you are. God gave you 10 fingers, and every one of them are different, and nobody in the whole world will ever have those same fingerprints. Nobody. There's 7 billion people today, and all the billions before and the billions after. Nobody. You are unique in every sense of the word. Good morning, Mary. And God needs you to understand, if he wanted you to be like everybody else, he would have rubber stamped you. But God has to send you into situations. That's why Daniel had to go into the lion's den. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had to go into the fire. Somebody better help me here. That's why Job had to go into have his children taken. Everybody that God calls has a different assignment. Everybody that God calls. That's right. Be different. Don't be like everybody else. See, when you involve in tradition, they all want you to wear the same colors. They all want you to look alike. My God, they hate us. We are not like them. That's right. My God. And they hate what they don't understand. My God. They hated Jesus because they didn't understand him. They hated Paul because they didn't understand. But what we do with those who hate us, the Bible says we love them, and it is the love of God that will confirm and turn their hearts around. I wish I was talking to somebody right now. But what we need to understand and realize and recognize that God has everything under control. That's why we walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh, because God has everything under control. My God. God has everything under control. You need to stop trying to be like everybody else. If they don't like what you're doing, if they don't like what God's doing in you, that means you're with the wrong crowd. You're in the wrong house. You're hanging out with the wrong people. God's not going to kill you if you find where he wants you to be. My God. Somebody help me here. My Joseph's brothers hated him, so God had to remove him. And what God had to do was throw him in a pit, to put him in prison so that he could become the prime minister of the world, so that his brothers would come and he would have to feed them. You don't have to worry. The very people that hate you are the ones God's going to send you back to. So that's why you need to love them, because when God sends you back, you don't need to be telling God you can't go because of the hatred that's in you. Deal with the hatred that's in you. That is the reason why God has allowed certain things to come up against you, to see what's in you. Love them. my God. That's what God wants you to do, love. The problem is, it's not who hates you, it's those you hate. My God. And so those of us and all of us have hate in us. So God will assign people to come to us so that we can demonstrate love. But instead of us demonstrating love, Patsy, we do what? We demonstrate what's in us, and that's hatred. But God says, I cannot use you with hate in your heart. So I have to send somebody to develop the love of God. Here's God. David, who was a rascal, but Saul, who was a good child. The Bible says Saul was a goodly child, but when the Bible demonstrates about David, it says that David was a little rascal. His daddy didn't like him. His brothers didn't like him. And now God took Saul and put an evil spirit on Saul so that God could made Saul evil so he could make David good. Somebody help me here. May I submit to you, God had to take a good man and make him evil so that a bad man could be turned into good. And now God is going to test David to see if the good that God is preparing in him is working. So he allows Saul to throw a stick at him. He allows Saul to become very jealous. He allows Saul to become very mad at him and run him all over the sea. And now God puts Saul in a cave, and David is already in the cave, and God is saying, now you got him, you can kill him. Let me see what you do with him. And David said, I won't kill him, but he touched his clothes, and God said, touching his clothes was too much. I don't want you to touch him at all. May I submit to you, don't touch the people that hate you, love them. Somebody help me here. You need to recognize and realize, my God, let me tell you something, my friends. You know the time is getting short. We have a little better than a month. June the 18th, we're going to have the prophets come in, the apostles coming in. You're not going to want to miss this. So you need to make your plans to be in New Orleans. Oh, my God, I'm going to have a meeting in a couple of minutes. I'm shifting. I'm going to be meeting with some preachers. They're on their way here, and we're going to be doing some video conferencing because we're planning the meeting in June, and so I have to cut it off short today. Every Monday until then, at 10 o'clock, I'll be meeting with them, conferencing with them. We're going to begin to plan. So I need you to understand, I hate the fact that I have to go, but I have to go because I'm meeting with some apostles and prophets, and we're going to be putting together a tremendous meeting so that you will be blessed. But I want you to know that God loves each and every one of you. It is always a privilege. Good morning, Apostle. Apostle, glory to God. And I want to make sure that you apostles and prophets know that we're going to have the meeting in June. I want you to be here because your life will be changed. I promise you, when you leave here, you will say, I've never experienced, never seen anything like it. You will go away with such new excitement and new vision. God is doing something in your life that's not been done. He's going to begin to define his purpose inside of you. My God. And for the first time, good morning, Guyana. For the first time, you're going to be able to see, my God, what God is saying and what God is doing. My God, my God, my God. So I have to go, and I just want y'all to know that I thank God for you. I appreciate you, and I love you, and I see you tomorrow morning at 9:30. God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you for listening to our audio podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at Light City Church, on Instagram at official_LightCityChurch, and at Twitter at Light City Church. If you'd like to get more info from our services, call us at 504-279-1300 or always shoot us an email at lightcitynet@yahoo.com.